chips, wings, beer, sports.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow from 10 to 1. We broadcast live from Schnars Hardware, and we salute Veterans Day and the men and women who served our country. It's presented by Walter Noel Flores.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain.
Boom, boom, boom.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
What a dumb thing to do. I'll bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Crossed over.
Yeah.
If I ever had.
Yeah, Wally.
Oh, man. I am so glad.
That for me, it's Friday.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
I know that this technology is great and that we can text and we can, but I'm going to tell you something. When it's not working, it is the most irritating. And sometimes it does things like right now. We've talked about this before. We use, even in the studio, AOL Instant Messenger. I know a lot of people didn't even know AOL still existed. Aren't they the ones that did You've Got Mail? That was,
yes,
AOL, right?
Yeah. Yes.
There was an article a couple of days ago, I should have cut it out, about the guy. It was his voice, like the woman who's Siri. It was the You've Got Mail guy.
Oh, I think he drives for Uber or something now. He drives for one of those ride-sharing companies because somebody...
They didn't pay him.
No, somebody filmed him. I'm sure he got paid whatever, you know, a couple hundred dollars for a voice session. I'm sure, you know, whatever
that
cost.
That's probably it.
Oh, absolutely. There was no royalties, but he was their driver because I guess... I don't know if he tells people, but they filmed him and they had him do the
you've got mail.
Yeah, the saying while he was driving them.
I don't know. Does anybody? AOL's still around. Anybody use that? I guess they do.
Some people still use them as their email address.
Mike Evans has AOL email address.
It's kind of funny the people that still have AOL, just because some people, I think, even in, you know, remote places, still have to use dial-up. So they would probably maybe use AOL as their. Whatever.
You get 3,000 minutes for free.
It's acting so weird today. So I just need to explain this to people so they'll understand what we're doing. Normally, when the phone rings, Dan answers the phone.
Hello.
How do you answer? What do you say? You say KTRS.
KTRS, yeah.
All right. And I'll be Dan, and I'll show you how Dan normally does it. I'll be you, and you be a caller who wants to go on the air, okay?
All right, yeah.
KTRS.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk to Frank.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Bob.
Hey, Bob. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Florissant.
Oh, Florissant. You know, one of our great advertisers up there, Johnny Londolf. Have you ever bought a car there?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I have.
What'd you buy, man?
A Cruze.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, I love it. Love.
Yeah,
the Cruze.
I got a Captiva now. I had an Equinox, and then this is how Dan. Yeah. And then he
and can you put them on hold? And then I'll play you. Yeah, can you please just put them on hold?
Because while he's talking to that person, there's like blink, 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 blink. Yeah, all the other live people trying to call. And I get emails all the time. Well, I tried to call in, but nobody answers the phone. Sometimes this is why. So let me continue the Dan and Frank conversation. I'm Dan. I've had an Equinox, but now I have a Captiva. So you like the Cruze?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah.
How long have you lived in Florissant?
Oh, about 30 years.
Oh, man. Maybe you know a good friend of mine. I went to school with this guy. He lives in Florissant. And now, Jim Alleman. Do you know a guy named Alleman?
Yeah, I know Jim Alleman.
You do?
Yeah, I see him all the time.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah. I got to do traffic. Hold on, don't go away.
Okay.
Let's go up to Tim Watson.
And let's check on traffic and see how he's doing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to leave you. So, okay. You know, Jim, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is a pretty good example. And here's how it's supposed to go. Okay, make it ring again. Here's how it's supposed to go. KTRS.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Frank.
Sure, what's your first name?
Bob.
Hang on, Bob. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how.
Okay. Now here's
oh,
how.
Oh wait, now Dan's gonna give you.
Here's how it usually goes.
Oh boy.
Here's how it usually goes. Okay, you still be me.
Okay. KTRS.
Yeah. Hi, Dan. Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to go on the air or anything, but tell Frank that when he got into this thing about the cars, when he was talking to Londa,
what's your name again?
My name's Bob. But what I want to tell you is, when Frank got into the thing,
Bob, why don't you talk to Frank? Why don't you just go on the air? And
no, I don't want to do that.
We can't hold up at these other people. Thank you for calling. See that? But Dan is not rude. It's not even being rude. He just won't end it. He won't. And Dan, that's not the worst character trait. It's not the worst thing. Now I just
my headphone popped out. I can't
my
hear.
Computer, Dan, just shows that I sent you something.
Yeah. Hold on.
Please tell me it's working.
I did. I got it.
Oh my goodness, this is fantastic! Let's round of applause
for the computer.
For instant messenger on AOL. I've only been working on it for 20 minutes.
While we were doing our.
You know, it's almost like
yes, that.
You know how they say, and most things have a camera on them, like your phone or your computer. How they say somebody, if they really wanted to, could just pop in and start watching you. Yeah, on your phone or your computer. They can just watch you. So I almost think sometimes that when something's really important, like we need this instant messenger thing for him to tell me. Otherwise, he'd have to yell across the studio, it's Shirley on line 3. So this way, it's quiet, it's on the screen. And I almost think there's somebody at AOL or at Apple or somewhere, they know we need it. So there's a guy, like a brainiac kid, and he's sitting out there thinking, I'm going to make it not work till they're till the show's already started, and it'll just drive him crazy. And then he does a couple of things, and the whole thing locks up. I think that sometimes. And I also think sometimes at the casino, you guys aren't casino guys. Dan, you've played more at the casino than Pia.
Right? Oh, yes.
So here's the other thing. I've spent, not an exaggeration, thousands of hours in the casino in front of an Ultimate X video poker machine. And I believe, because it's not just like it happened once or twice. You sit there and you either give yourself a time limit or a monetary limit. Like after I lose X amount of money, I'm leaving. Or I'm going to sit here 2 hours, in my case, 14 hours, and then I'm leaving. And just when you get toward the end, you hit something. And it's almost like I know they have cameras in the ceiling, and they do. Every casino, they got cameras, and they're watching everybody. And again, I think there's somebody sitting there thinking, oh, he's getting ready to leave. I can tell he's fidgeting. And they have people who know how to analyze body language. And they can see me kind of squirming. And they go, oh, man, I think he usually brings in this amount of money. He's almost lost that, too. Well, let's give him four sevens. All right, give him four sevens on the bottom row. I'll keep him here. And then, pop, 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 there they are. And now you think, hey, okay, I can play another hour. I'm not kidding.
We have somebody that has something to add to this conversation. Our traffic.
Who would that be?
Tim Weiland.
Well, normally I wouldn't allow this. This is our time. But I like Tim, and we're going to make an exception and bring him in.
And remember when he was in here for Dan all that week? He never had anything all week. And so now he said it's easier for him to think up stuff.
There's no pressure.
Right, yes.
You know, there's a lot of pressure taking Dan's slot.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, how are you?
Hi, Frank, guys. I was just getting I was cracking up here because when I'm answering that phone for Dan, it's pretty bizarre. You know, I mean, it's kind of what you're doing. And it's a little bit different, too, you know?
But he's right. There are people that will call. And folks, we welcome it. I love it when people call. But when are you talking about when he says when people go, hey, you tell Frank that.
Yeah. No, when I answer the phone, I mean, if I have to answer the phone, I'll go KTRS, and then the guys or somebody will go, hey, Dan, this is Joe. Hey, listen, you know, I was listening here before. And it's like, hey, this is Tim. I'm like, oh, Dan, listen, I've been listening to you. So they, well, you guys sound alike. And I'm like, what? And everybody says Dan and I sound alike. I don't see it or hear it.
No, I hate to say this because it just kills me to say this. Dan has the best voice in the room. He does. He has the best voice. You do. You have the best voice in the room.
Oh, shucks.
He's got the best voices.
And voices plural. That's exactly. Oh, by the way, Tom Brokaw was on TV this morning. Now, this is a guy who's supposed to be retired. He cannot give it up.
I saw him, and he's done a couple of different things.
Oh, no, he can't give it up. He shows up all the time. But back to this thing. So when Tim sits in for you, and they think it's Dan, they know that with Dan, they can just start to. And folks, we're not trying to be mean, or we love it when you call, but seriously,
the part of calling in is to go on the air.
Yeah, if you're going to call, either be ready to go on the air or no call, because Dan's not my secretary. Hey, will you tell Frank that if you. No.
And I have told people before, I said, I'm not going to tell Frank anything. You
can tell me.
You can tell him on the air, and they'll go, if you're, all right, fine.
Even if you're mad or you want. It doesn't matter. We don't screen call.
Or they go, no, I'm too nervous to go on. Okay.
Well, then do it anyway. You think you're nervous, but it's not a big deal. We're not going to.
There are some people that get it. They just call up and they go, my name's Bob. And that's it. Go.
Bob with 1-0.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hey, well, that's all I had to add.
Do you want to contribute to the Burke segment as long as you're on here?
No. You could put that as part of the Burke segment.
You don't have anything?
I never have anything. I freeze up.
You're excused.
Oh, all right, Tim. Thank you.
Okay. He's welcome back anytime. The one and only Tim Weiland. Does anybody have anything to say? Oh, I almost forgot. I don't think I welcomed everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the 10th day of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, man, he was ready.
He was. Okay, so if I heard that right in the song, this time I'm trying to pay attention, it's not the 10th of November, it's the 3rd of June.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
I don't either.
Uh-oh. We're like Tim Weiland.
This is very unusual. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We will take some calls, and I have one observation, and this is not political commentary. This is just an observation. Did any of you, either one of you guys, see any of Mr. Trump going to the White House this morning?
I did. My take on it? He's very, very smart. And both of them were actually very smart.
Yes.
At trying to calm the country down.
Well, it was done with class because you have two choices. You can do it right and show some class. Or what else? What else is there? Is President Obama going to have somebody block the door? Don't let him in. Don't even let him in here. He can't come in here till January 21st. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't do that. And they hate each other's guts. What I find funny about it is, after I watched the statements this morning from each one of them, they were so gracious.
I know.
And so professional. These are the same guys who just days ago we're calling each other everything in the book. I mean, Donald Trump said, this guy's not fit to be president. He's destroyed everything. It's disgusting. Obamacare, what a disaster. And he just went down the line. Yet today, it's an honor to meet. It was an honor to sit and meet with the president. I respect. And I thought,
man.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. What happened to that other guy you were talking about?
Oh, and Obama. And what Trump said before was that Obama formed ISIS. Remember?
And I know what he meant. Oh. But you're right. That's what he said. And it's just like a game. It's such a funny game to me to watch this. But they are professionals. They are professionals at a lot of things. President Obama is now a professional politician. Trump is not. He's a businessman. Yet, to get to the level either one of them has reached, you have to know how to how to play. You have to know how to play game right. And this is part of playing the game.
And then towards the end, Trump was saying, I am going to counsel him and be in contact with him and all this other stuff.
Well, I think you have to, man. This is not like walking into a radio station, taking over the morning show for somebody who left. This is running the country.
Yeah.
Now, there are, how many days are there? Is the inauguration the 20th?
I think so. 20th.
So what are January? We looking at here? No, it's 60, 70 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in that period, he has to decide and appoint and hire over 4,000, there are over 4,000 positions that have to be filled that are being vacated by President Obama's people. That's a lot of people to put in place 70 days. But that's what has to be done. So Trump's work has already started. He has to, has to do that.
And hopefully you think they would...
Well, Trump said,
been working on that some of this time.
And they met privately without the media or anybody in the Oval Office, I guess. And they sat that and Trump said, we're only going to meet. I thought we were only going to meet for 10 or 15 minutes. They were in there for an hour and a half. And Trump probably sat down and Obama sat down and they're probably going, OK, now tell me exactly what your day's like and what happens. And then he starts going through the day and starts going, now, wait a minute.
What I would like
go back
is somebody to leak a recording, because I think everything in the Oval Office, isn't it still recorded?
I don't believe it is.
I believe everything is recorded. Now, imagine if somebody leaked the recording of the time they were just, it was just the two of them. Okay, press, you got all your pictures, leave the Oval Office. And I don't know if you heard that this morning, but while they were talking, it was constant.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, photos, yeah.
So they all leave. We need just a moment long. Door closes. And President Obama looks at Donald Trump and said, you goofy-haired SOB. You know what? How could you call me the things you call me? And he whips out some notes. Here are all the things you called me, you no-good son of a boy. And then Trump said, yeah, I called you that because they're all true. You know, business beers, I can't wait to kick your ass out of here. I mean, wouldn't that be great to hear that? Except it really wouldn't, and they wouldn't do that.
No.
So everything is going to be... I think everything will be fine. I think it would have been fine if it had gone the other way. And last night, I watched the protesters. Come on. This is America.
I don't understand.
It's America. Somebody wins and somebody loses. What do you think you're going to accomplish by protesting? Do you think if you protest enough, somebody's going to go, okay, if you stop protesting, we'll have another election?
Yeah.
Well, you're wasting your time.
Well, change it. What they're protesting is democracy. They're protesting what happened. And then they're burning flags. Why are you burning a flag? Because we just had an election. Just because the person you didn't want to win.
You didn't get your way.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't get the protesting.
No, I don't get it.
It was almost all 19, 20, 21-year-old people, and when they interviewed them, they thought they knew everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're 20.
Yeah.
You don't know squat.
Oh,
you're telling us what was right and what was wrong about all this and how it should have been done. Shut up.
They've brought counselors and different things into colleges.
Oh, grief counselors. How about the students who, on Wednesday, didn't go to class? They were so distraught.
I know.
Oh, I'm so upset with the election. I can't go to class. No, that's a lie. You're just using it to not go to class.
And then the school buckled and said, oh, okay. Well, we know you guys are.
Yeah, well, you know what? They should have been a demerit or a expulsion or suspension or you failed or something if you didn't go to class just because you didn't like the way the election went. Enough of that. Nobody has anything to say. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls about anything. And don't let Dan start asking you about your first cousin who's the sister of his dentist or anything. Don't fall for it.
Oh, I've already talked to that person today.
Yeah, give him a first name, and we'll move on. We'll take your calls. I'll give you the numbers now. If you're patient and you have 4 or 5 minutes and you want to hold, we'll talk to you. From most cell phones, star, KTRS. From other phones or those cell phones where that doesn't work, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550. 550 KTRS. Now, we're going to talk to Mr. Londoff. Do we need traffic break first?
Yeah, we're going to take
let's do some traffic. And then we'll get John Londoff in here. Here with that traffic. You just heard from him. You love him. You can't live without him. Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Frank. Well, they just cleared the accident northbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road. The delays are all gone there. Southbound is slow from Ladue down through Highway 40. We are heavy on westbound Highway 40 now, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Southbound 270, a little slow from Page down through Ladue. Stop and go from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We also have eastbound 40, just a little bit heavy at Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business. Business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And on the phone, a man who I'm going to predict is going to have a spectacular weekend. They're going to sell a lot of Chevys. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. You sound a little subdued, buddy.
I'm tired, man. I stayed up and watched that stuff, and then I've just had... I've had stuff, you know. It's it's the point in my life where I always thought when you get to this point, everything is going to be a lot simpler and less complicated. Kids are fine. They're on their own. They did great. No worries. It is the exact opposite. I have more stress and stuff, and a lot of it's self-inflicted.
So well, you should relax. You should just, Frank.
But I can't. I don't relax. I can't relax.
Why not?
I don't know. My wife said to me, and I might add, I took her. Sorry, to the airport.
Oh no!
This morning
you did,
and
so she's gone.
Yeah, hang on. Hang on a second. She said, why don't you relax? And I said, because that's impossible. You can't tell somebody. That would be like, why don't you tell Donald Trump, man, why don't you just chill out and take a vacation? He said he hates vacation. He took one in his life for a week, and the first day he hated it, and he couldn't wait till it was over. I don't know how to relax.
That's so, like you're a worker. I mean, even on Fridays when you're not on the air, you're on assignment.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a machine, Frank. You're absolutely a machine.
I'm really not, but I let things really get to me that some people are able to just shake it off. For example, let's say you have an appointment with some sort of technician or service person to come to your house. And they don't show up. And you wait. You know how they give you that window? Well, sometime between 8 and 5. So you wait the whole day, and then they don't show. Now, some people can just go, well, that's life. Let's reschedule it. Not me. I am on that phone going, what happened here? I waited all day, and I just get out crazy about it. So it's a great day. I have a great life. I just have never been able to handle stress very well. And really? and maybe from a health standpoint,
some people,
it did me in.
Some people love stress. They just love.
I think they do.
I mean, it's adrenaline. It's a high.
I think that's true.
I don't. I guess just growing up in this business, it's just, you know, I don't get. I try not to get stressed out. I won't. It's mind over matter, Frank. Come on. Get control.
Oh, okay.
Mind
get
over
control.
Matter.
Okay. Well, that
I think he's going to change it now after his entire life. Now after that TED talk,
I changed everything.
You know, if I was close to you right now, I mean, if you were like in my office,
big hug.
I'd give you a big hug.
I know you would.
It would all be better.
Now I have a serious question for you. When?
Well, you always have serious questions.
It looks like Saturday night in some of the outlying areas. It's going to drop into the, get ready, folks, upper 20s.
Yeah,
28, 29. That's not snow or ice. When we have our first sort of snow, even if it's a light snow, an inch or two, do you see a surge in 4x4 vehicles? Or no?
People buy 4x4s all year long. As a matter of fact, honestly, we'll sell more 4x4. We'll sell more four-wheel drive Tahoe, Suburban, Silverado, crew cab, Silverado, double cab. We'll sell more in April, May, June, July, and August. It's just... Now, the deals right now are unbelievable. on all of our vehicles, but especially on the Tahoe Suburbans and the Silverados. So, but no, well, you know, just the volume of business, you know, is much higher during those months. Now, what happens? Is there's a bad snowstorm, you know, 10 inches, 9 inches, and people...
Let me give people an example of what that looks like. Here's 10 inches, right? Look at that. That's a deep snow. Yeah. That's a deep snow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, John.
You know, sometimes...
Sometimes what?
I'm stunned. I'm just stunned.
Still?
I'm on a roll.
Stunned.
Stunned.
I'm talking about 9 to 10 inches of snow.
And I'm trying to give a reference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So then you see a surge. Then you go, that's it, I'm getting a 4x4.
I'm still not hearing any excitement in your voice, buddy. And you still sound like you're down and out.
No, I'm not down and out.
You want me to take the rest of the show over?
Wouldn't that be great?
Get this audience pumped up.
You have a joke for today?
I'll come up with something. You know what the temperature is right now in Saskatoon, Canada?
It's probably cold.
No, it's 48 degrees. It should be like 28.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan there?
Saskatoon there, yeah.
That's right there, eh?
Now you might say, well, John, why would you have that program in your phone? Well, because then we know that when it's snowy and cold up in Canada, that's where a lot of our ducks come from.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's 65 degrees right now in beautiful Florence on November the 10th.
Yeah, that's just...
That's crazy.
It's nice, but it's not right.
It's gorgeous. I mean, we've sold a lot of cars today. I don't know why I started whispering. I should say, we've sold a lot of cars today. You're affecting me, Frank. You're kind of dragging me down a little bit with the...
I'm not dragging you down. I'm not even dragged down. I've just had a stressful, busy... I'm not down. I'm just stressed out.
I don't hear that spark in your voice.
Hey, do you think maybe we should have John come in one day and do like an hour... of the show, just the John Landoff show.
Let me think about that. No.
Oh.
Now, I'll make you an offer. At the end of the playoffs today, would you like to do the joke today? Now, you have, let's see, almost 2 hours, to come up with a joke. Would you like to do the joke?
No, I pale in comparison to you. Your joke yesterday. Yeah. It really wasn't. You know, I knew the punchline. I've heard it before, but it's your delivery. The delivery is just hilarious. Okay?
We had an intern.
Hey, honey, did a buddy of mine from work come by today, Bill? No. Hey, he owes me $500.
That was a joke yesterday. He listened to the joke.
I remember.
Well,
I literally am like, sometimes knocking people out of the way. They're like, hey, come here. I thought there's customers, of course. I'm going to stop and say hello. What was it? Oh, Wednesday. I didn't get out of here until like almost 6:30. And it was like, show's over. I didn't get to hear the joke. I didn't get to hear.
So that kind of brought you down. That kind of ruined your day that day.
Well, I got home and saw my beautiful wife. Maybe said.
Now, something you just said brought back a memory. That we used to have an intern who worked on the show years ago. He was an albino. And he was a great, great joke teller. And I said, won't you do the joke one day? And he said, no, I would pale in comparison to you if I did the joke. That's what he said. Don't write me if you're an albino, okay?
No, don't.
Dan, albinism.
Yeah, don't write if you're a person with albinism.
John, we got an email one time. It said something about albino, and this person wrote and said, if you're going to talk about it, why don't you get it right? It's not an albino. That's offensive. It's called a person with albinism. So that's when we learned, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said person.
Yeah, you got to get it straight.
Albinism,
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where this spot has gone.
Have we ever had John tell a joke?
I don't know.
Have we ever had you tell a joke on the air? Because you can tell a joke.
No, I can't.
Well, sure you can.
Well, I can if I wanted to. I would
share that platform with you any day. We'll do a duel, at the end of the playhouse. I tell a joke and you tell a joke, if you ever want to do that.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Okay. What I think would be funny is if we tell the same joke. Now, that would be just to see the different spin, each one.
You know, you've always talked about coming here and spending an hour on the showroom floor and waiting on customers and trying to sell a car.
I have talked about that.
And
one day I may actually have to do that because I'll be looking for a job. That could happen.
No, you won't.
Oh, sure I will.
No, you won't.
Oh, sure I will.
Okay.
What would you like to move off that lot today?
A little excitement in your voice.
I sound exactly like I always sound.
No, you don't.
Oh, my goodness. What do you want me to do?
Hey, John, you want us to come by? People come by.
No, I believe that's a bad Harry Carey.
Frank, you never use the term dude, do you?
Never.
Me either. When I was coaching hockey, was not allowed in the locker room. Like, you were not dudes. You were hockey players. Okay? Go play beach volleyball, sand volleyball somewhere.
It's a generational thing, though, because one of my sons especially, well, both of them, I've heard them on the phone. He'll go, hey, dude. It's just sort of like we used to say,
hey, man.
Hey, exactly. Hey, yeah. Man. What's going on, man? It's dude now. It's just I'm too old for it. It's not part of my lingo. I don't use dude.
And then sometimes they'll say something and they'll go, dude. Instead of dude.
Yeah,
God,
dude.
That.
Now, the other one that gripes me, and any of you out there who do it, try not to do it if you're around me, chief or pal. Hey, chief. What is that all about? You forget my name? Is that why you did it? Or you just call every... I'll tell you a quick funny story. Pete, you doesn't have to call me Lindell Phelps. You know him.
Yes.
I've known him for a long, long time. And years and years and years ago, a long time ago, when I sort of only had known him for a year or two, I called him one time. He goes, hey, crazy, what's going on? And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of that's his name for me is crazy. All right, see you later, crazy. And then I was in the room with him, and someone called him, and he picked up the phone and went, hey, crazy.
Oh.
It's like he does it for everybody, so it wasn't special just for me. But the chief and the pal thing, no, especially chief.
Old guys used to do that, though.
Yes, it's always an older guy.
And it was like, how you doing, chief? Like that, too. And when you were small, when we were kids or something like that, an older guy would come up to you and say, hey, chief, how you doing?
I went to a dermatologist in St. Louis, and this guy called me Bud all the time. He kept saying, Bud, you know, Bud. Now, he's working on me. He's cutting my face open to get rid of a basal cell carcinoma. It took a couple hours. And the whole time as he's talking, you know, Bud, sometimes he says, so Bud. And I said, I have to say this to you, Doc. If you call me Bud one more time, I'm going to get up out of this chair. I don't care if I have a gaping open wound. I can't stand it. I said, stop calling me Bud. And he stopped.
Yeah. So my dad was, when you would, you couldn't call him boss because that was
I wouldn't like that either.
Said one time a guy, a laborer that worked back in the shop, said, "Hey, Miss Lonoff," and he said, "When some of these men call you, some of these guys call you boss."
Sure thing, boss.
SOB backwards.
Ooh.
SOB backwards.
You got a point. Double SOB. That's a good point.
SOB, and so we would call my dad chief. You don't call me boss. All right, chief. He liked being called chief.
I think sometimes it's almost meant in a mean way. Like, sure thing, boss.
Yeah, boss.
You almost take it as he resents you, you know, yeah, for being the boss. Yeah, I agree. I don't like that.
Yeah. A little $25 deduction out of your paycheck every time you call me boss.
Now, in the South, if you grow up in the South, here's something you hear grown men call other guys all the time. Hey, son, let me tell you something, son. I don't care if the guy's 40 years old. Son, this guy, son. Jerry Reed, son!
Yeah.
And then the other one is this old boy. I knew this old boy down in Hendersonville. And I'll tell you, this old boy, he married this gal, and this old boy was this old boy. I heard that until I left the South. So don't call me chief. That's where we end it. What would you like to sell?
Pal,
I don't go for pal. I don't go for chief. And
buddy,
I've said before,
buddy,
my wife,
Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
My wife has never called me anything but my name. One time.
Sugar and honey?
Never. One, she did it one time. She did honey one time the first year we were married. And I said, please don't ever call me that. And I've never called her honey once, not once. And I think the reason why is it's generic. It's something you just use everybody uses it. Now, I don't want to be called what everybody's called, so we never, ever call each other honey. She has no nicknames for me. I have a nickname for her, and I've called her that as long as I've known her, almost.
Well, you guys have nicknames for other
for our body parts. Yeah. We have names for our body parts, yeah. But Oscar and Scarlet, yes, yeah. That's correct. But
she's never called you, hey babe.
No, never. Hey, oh no, darling, honey, babe. No, sweetie, nothing. No, I don't want it. I don't like it.
What about hey, stupid?
No, she's never
nothing
called
demeaning?
Me. I'm
no.
Sorry.
Nothing demeaning.
No, she never has. She's nice.
How about, hey, you old fart.
No.
But she said
no.
You that man's man thing that one.
Yeah,
well,
you're not a man's man.
That's not calling me a name.
No.
That's just actually demeaning and degrading me as a human being. That's, right. If she's going to do it, she goes all out. She forget the name. She'll just tell everybody that I'm not a man, and she just emasculates me in front of everybody. But I
you know, when I'm around, she gives you a look, and it is a look of love.
You know what I call
it?
My nickname for my wife is SCAD, S-C-A-D. She doesn't like it, necessarily. But I can't help it. I've called it, and I'll tell you why. She has a way of messing things up. Isms, her isms, like when she said that time, well, I'll tell you why he's successful, because he worked hard and he kept his ear to the grindstone. Now, I said, it's nose to the grind. You know what I meant. So early on in our marriage.
I think she does that on purpose, though.
No, she doesn't. Now, early on in our marriage, you've heard the expression, he's just he's a scallywag. She said one time, yeah, he's got a reputation for just being a real scattywag. And I said,
scattywag.
Scattywag. So I started calling her Scad. Now, the other great one, before there was GPS, if you belonged to AAA, and a lot of you old people will remember this, you could go to AAA and they'd print out, it was called a trip ticket, which was a map that was marked and highlighted the route of your trip. You say, hey, we're going to be going to Dayton. They would map out the best route on a map. That was before, again, GPS. It was called a trip ticket, but they shortened it and referred to it as a trip tick. So call AAA, come by, we'll give you a trip tick. She comes home with one because we're going to drive to the Smoky Mountains or something.
Okay.
And she pulls it out, she goes, oh man, this trip's going to be so easy. I picked up a tip tyke. And I said, what? And she said, tip tyke. AAA does tip tykes. And I looked on it, and it was printed on there. And on the envelope, it said, trip tick.
Oh, my God.
Tip tyke and
scatty whale. That's probably from living with you all these years.
Brain damage?
I mean, she just can't help herself. She's just yabba dabba doing it. And you're just, you know, really? I mean, you correct all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You can't help yourself.
I can't help it.
And tell me why.
And grammar.
Can't you let it go one time?
No, I can't. I can't. Grammar?
No,
I can't. I can't stand the grammar. I can't stand my boys to this day. If I'm talking to them and they'll say, yeah, her and her sister went out to the. I go, no. She and her sister went out. Not her and her sister.
Well, hold on. They're your children, so you've been correcting them their whole life.
Yes, obviously, because I want them to speak.
You're not a very good teacher then.
No, that's not true.
They have unbelievable, you know, grammar.
They did when they left home. What happens is they get in the presence of employees and coworkers and friends who don't have good grammar, and they pick it up. And I'm trying to get them to go back to the way they learned it correctly. I don't like it. I think it's probably irritating to people. I don't think people like it or appreciate it, but they should. Because I'm actually helping you. You want to go out into the world speaking improper English, have bad grammar? Go ahead. But I'm doing my part. And it's not, sometimes it's not proper. It's not. I get that. I just can't help it. So,
well, how about the British are like, they're always perfect. With, you know,
they're irritatingly perfect.
It's just, I mean, and some of the, just listen to a premier soccer game. I mean, it's just like, you know, listen to like a half an hour to 40. Yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of Premier Soccer, British Soccer League.
Well, don't we all?
I mean, the announcers are just, they're hilarious. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, just the quick wit that they have. But there's a new program that we're watching on Netflix, The Crown, about Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, that's getting great reviews.
Oh, it's another one of those that you just, you know, you watch one, then you watch two, you're like, okay, it's like 2:30 in the morning. Okay, one more. You know, I'm just kidding, I don't stay up that late. But, the acting is unbelievable. Then when you research these actors and actresses, I mean, it's just unbelievable where they went. They have to get accepted into these universities to learn how to...
Listen to that voice accent.
Wow. Universities.
Pretty good.
Hey, just a little North County coming out of, you know, out of me. I can't help myself. But Malibu's only 19.5 up to $12,000 off Silverado crew cabs and double cabs, almost $13,000. Chevy Trax, 2016 Trax, only $13,200. And 2017 Cruises, Y-17s, we're out of 16s. I guess we have a couple on our pre-owned lot, but 2017 Cruise, only $15,900. So, hey, man, let's take advantage of this great weather, man. Okay, Chief, and enjoy what we do here, pal.
You got it, dude.
Yeah.
Give us the phone number we should have gotten 15 minutes ago.
314-837-1800, dude. 314-837-1800, pal.
All right, Chief. We'll send them your way.
All right, there, sport.
Thank you, John. Oh, that's another good one. Sport. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and sport is usually from a guy who's a jock. Or he...
All right, sport.
Yeah. Yeah. He's that guy. That was John Landoff. You know where he is. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com. My dentist has never called me bud or chief or pal or dude nor sport. My dentist is Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, but there are a couple other really good dentists there, too. There is Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there 43 years. It was 43 years, I think, in about April. And I love this place. And for anybody listening who goes, yeah, this guy's full of crap, he says he loves going to the dentist. Who does that? Well, why don't you call some other Ballast Dental Care patients and ask them if they don't love going to the dentist? Something they never thought they would be able to say, because I get it. The truth is, most dental clinics, it's not something you look forward to. But there's something about Ballast Dental Care. It's a combination of some things. It's not just the latest, greatest, whatever equipment. A lot of places have that. It's the way they treat you when you walk in the first time, the second time, the 80th time, and the last time. They have a way of making a first-time patient feel like they've been a patient there forever, like they know you and they look forward to seeing you again. Test me on this. Make your first appointment. They will get you in. It's not going to be one of these, well, the first available appointment is 3 months from now. It's not going to happen, especially if you tell them your AM and the PM. It's Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we just got a report of a vehicle fire on northbound 55 near 141. I see a little bit of a slowdown going that way. If you're traveling westbound 40, already stop and go from Vandeventer out through McCausland. Eastbound Highway 70 / westbound 44 slowing from the McKinley Bridge down through the Poplar Street Bridge. We also have westbound 70 slow between Lucas and Hunt and Hanley, where the work zone is. Eastbound 270, stop and go McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. Now at CeCe's, the fully loaded meat eater and supreme pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet, or they'll make them immediately. Pizzas loaded with flavor without the loaded price. Just $5 and change at CeCe's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Great music in a great room. That's the award-winning Jazz at the Bistro concert series, located in the newly renovated and remodeled Faring Jazz Bistro. Enjoy the best of live jazz, the living legends, as well as the rising stars. New to this season are Thursday morning coffee concerts. Beginning Thursday, November 17th at 11 a.m., it's the Catherine Russell Quartet. For tickets, contact the box office at 314-571-6000. Jazz at the Bistro, the way jazz is meant to be experienced.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
To say hello to Laura Altfeldt, I don't think I've ever spoken her name or said hi to her on the air. She is my contact at First Community Credit Union. She's the liaison. She's the marketing person. So hello to Laura. Laura is a delightful person to work with. And this First Community Credit Union, what a tremendous partner to this show they have been. When they came along, it was a godsend. And they sponsor the yard sale. The yard sale has been very good for them. There are a lot of people that go and say, hey, love the yard sale. I mentioned it because it won't be on this Saturday. It's a Mizzou football thing. And it'll be abbreviated to 1 hour the following Saturday. Then we should be able to get back to normal. But it is sponsored only and exclusively by First Community Credit Union. So please, please, when you get a chance and you're in there, say thanks for the yard sale. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday. Not this one. And only half of it the next Saturday. But the rest of the year, for the most part, it's on. And congratulations on them for their 43rd location, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I don't know where you bank, but why don't you consider coming and joining us